generosity of Manitobans in challenging poverty and homelessness has made local and international headlines over the past few weeks, with the case of one bus driver donating his shoes to a homeless man near Portage in Maine. CEO charity Sleepouts have helped raise the profile of the issue and raised some needed money for organizations helping the homeless. However, according to a recent report by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, individual acts of philanthropy and generosity are not enough. Collective action is needed to reduce poverty in Manitoba. Joining me to talk about the report is Make Poverty History Manitoba's Increase the EIA Rates campaign spokesperson, Kristen Bernas. Welcome, Kristen.
Thank you.
So you're calling on the Manitoba government to increase employment assistance, income assistance rates. What's the level of assistance like currently for Manitobans on welfare?
Okay, well, just to clarify, our campaign is around increasing the rental allowance portion that people who are on employment and income assistance receive. So our ask is that the rental allowance be increased to 75% of median market rent. Right now, depending on family size and the number of bedrooms required, people are receiving a rental allowance that puts them at somewhere between 40 to 60% of median market rents. So part of the challenge is that these rates have only really changed marginally since 1992, whereas during that time, rents have increased about 60 to 70%. So if you take a look at some of the different unit sizes that people will be looking for example, if you're getting the basic allowance, you're a single person looking to rent a bachelor suite, you're going to receive $285 through the EIA rental allowance, and median market rents are somewhere around $524. If you are a larger family and you're needing to rent a place with three bedrooms, you're looking at median market rents of around $1,100, and the EIA rental allowance there ranges between $471 to $513. So there's quite a large gap there, and we're asking that the province take some initiative in the upcoming budget to reduce that gap.
So with the rents being so much higher than what people on employment income assistance are receiving, what are families doing currently to make up the difference? How are people surviving?
Right, yeah, it's becoming more and more of a challenge as rents increase and low-cost housing becomes more scarce throughout the province. We hear from people having to rely on or to dip into their food banks, or pardon me, not food banks, to dip into their food budgets to pay for their rent. And as a result, they end up having to depend on food banks. Those who find it more of a struggle to pay for the rent, some of them end up having to rely on, you know, the kindness of family and friends and do some couch surfing. Others have to start looking at the availability of shelters, and others end up homeless on the streets. And this is, you know, a challenge for anyone, any family that is experiencing low incomes, but particularly for those unemployment and income assistance. Up to 60% of EIA recipients are persons living with disabilities who may be unable to work. We have another 24% that are single parents, and many more are older adults.
So this campaign is directed primarily at people on income assistance, but what about for the working poor? You know, we've heard a lot about that there's just an absolute shortage of affordable housing in Manitoba. What can be done to help all Manitobans that are struggling with housing issues?
Right. So our campaign is focusing on the demand side of that equation, and you're right, there is a supply side issue that we acknowledge as well. And so part of that would be a need for new social housing units across the province. So right now, wait lists for social housing units are quite long. And the province has made some progress in terms of creating new units, but it's not nearly enough to meet the demand that exists right now. And so other options, of course, are to increase the supply of affordable housing in the private market. And there are, you know, a number of means that all three levels of government could be pursuing to have that happen more than it is right now. The Right to Housing Coalition here in Manitoba brings together housing and homelessness advocacy groups and organizations that are working with people on the front lines that are facing challenges around housing and homelessness, and they've come up with, you know, a long list of incentives and policy tools that three levels of government could be pursuing to meet that challenge.
Do you have any idea what your proposal would cost the provincial government if they're implemented?
Yeah, we feel that our proposal is quite reasonable. The province itself has estimated that it would cost less than 1% of the Manitoba budget annually to do this.
And so, yeah, in terms of millions of dollars, do you have a figure for that?
Yeah, it's $18.5 million annually.
Yeah. So, what's the effect of such low levels of low rates for income assistance and such high levels of poverty for low-income families in Manitoba? How does that affect families?
Well, we know that housing is a critical foundation in life. It's one of the best lines of defense against poverty. So we feel that, and evidence really shows that people who are adequately housed have better health outcomes. They're in a much better position to be able to access education opportunities if that's something they're able to take advantage of, and employment opportunities. We know that children who have adequate, stable housing end up having better education outcomes. And we know that if we can increase the rental allowance, the example I gave of people having to dip into their food budgets would be something that could be avoided as well. And so that would, you know, take away that problem that families face between having to choose to put food on the table for their family or keep a roof over their heads.
And you also talk about there being some other economic spin-off benefits to raising rates as well.
Yeah, well, we know that every penny that we provide to EID recipients goes right back into our economy. There was a study in the U.S. that revealed that every dollar that went towards rental income generates just over $2 in economic activity for the local economy.
So why then has the province been reluctant to raise rates for so long, for 20 years now?
Well, our understanding is that the province is focusing on using education and employment as a pathway out of poverty. And while we agree that that's obviously can be a key piece of that in the long run, that doesn't neglect, or that doesn't mean that we don't need to find housing for people to live in right now, and that we have to acknowledge that employment, the ability to pursue employment and education opportunities are going to be very limited for people if they don't have a place to live.
And this week in particular, this is a particular issue because it's Homelessness Awareness Week, exactly, is that right?
Last week, actually, we just rounded it off on Friday. We had Homelessness Awareness Week throughout the city, and so there were a number of different events taking place and opportunities to raise awareness around the issues related to homelessness.
So how can people show support for the campaign now?
Well, we've actually had really great support. We have over 120 organizations now that have endorsed our ask, and they come from all over the province in a broad range of sectors, and we welcome further organizations to get in touch with us and let us know that they support the campaign. The rest of the province, we would encourage them to contact their local MLA and let them know that this is a priority for them, that they would like to see rental allowance increase for all Manitobans so that everyone can afford a safe and affordable place to live.
Thanks so much for bringing our attention to this important issue.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with Kristen Burness, spokesperson